This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Kimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said to attend swearing-in ceremony of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres invites Prime Minister Dahal to participate in Summit of Future Conference. The government of Nepal recalls ambassadors of 11 countries including India and the United States. House of Representatives endorses security printing bill. And the U.S. tells Israel it must be fully transparent over an airstrike that reportedly killed at least 35 people at a central Gaza school. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is set to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Government spokesperson and communication minister Rekha Sharma said a cabinet meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar approved the Prime Minister's India visit. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is likely to take oath of office for third consecutive term on Sunday. BJP-led NDI, the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, rather, won a majority for the successful third term in the results of Lok Sabha elections declared on the 4th of June. Meanwhile, the government has decided to recall Nepal's ambassadors to India, the United States, the UK, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, South Korea, Malaysia, Spain, Portugal, Denmark and Israel. Government spokesperson Sharma further said that the cabinet meeting also discussed about keeping state mechanism ready to face monsoon-induced disasters. The House of Representatives yesterday endorsed the security printing bill. The meeting of the House held yesterday passed the proposal presented by Communication and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma seeking the endorsement of the bill. The meeting of the House of Representatives also approved the proposal seeking consideration on the Appropriation Bill 2024 with a majority. Finance Minister Barshaman Poon presented the proposal seeking consideration on the bill. Responding to the lawmakers' queries during the theoretical discussion on the Appropriation Bill, Finance Minister clarified that the bill was tabled to authorize the spending of the Federal Reserve Fund for the services and works and to allocate the amount for the next fiscal year. Likewise, the House of Representatives meeting yesterday endorsed the proposal seeking consideration on the bill relating to banks and financial institutions' First Amendment. Responding to the queries raised by the lawmakers, Finance Minister Poon aimed to effectively manage and regulate banks and financial institutions based on national and international financial systems. Similarly, the House of Representatives also approved a proposal seeking ratification of a framework agreement related to the membership of the International Solar Alliance. Meanwhile, during a special session of the House of Representatives yesterday, parliamentarians drew the attention of the government on various contemporary issues. The government marked the beginning of the attestation of process of the demand paper relating to the foreign employment through online yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Narayan Kazi Srestha marked the beginning of the verification process at a function organized at the Department of the Consular Services. In the first phase yesterday, the service commenced from the Embassy of Nepal in the United Arab Emirates. The Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister said online demand attestation service would gradually be started from other diplomatic missions as well. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Rabih Lamichhane has stressed the need for a common platform comprising all political parties to manage the disasters. Addressing an interaction program with the political parties entitled Pre-Monsoon Preparedness and Response held in the Home Ministry yesterday. Home Minister Lamichhane, remembering the unification of all political parties during the time of crisis, emphasized on making a common platform to minimize the probable risk of different disasters. The Home Minister also urged all political parties to provide the name list of the trained human resources which can be deployed during the time of relief and rescue. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has invited Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda to participate in the Summit of the Future conference to be held in September. According to Manahari Timilsina, who is the press expert of the Prime Minister, the resident representative of the United Nations in Nepal, Hannah Singer, met the Prime Minister yesterday and handed over the invitation letter of the Secretary General Guterres. A delegation from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, called on Finance Minister Bosha Manpun in Singhadarbar yesterday. The delegation is led by Dr. Thidien Kinda, the Deputy Division Chief for the Asia and Pacific Department and the IMF Mission Chief for Nepal. According to the Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting, the two sides discussed the allocation of the fourth installment of the loan assistance under the Extended Credit Facility to Nepal. During the meeting, Dr. Kinda said the review of the facility for Nepal was about to complete and the remaining amount would be released soon. He praised Nepal's efforts in advancing its financial and monetary policy and maintaining fiscal discipline. Israeli Ambassador to Nepal, Hanan Goder, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Bhagwati Chowdhury, yesterday. During the meeting held at the ministry in Singhadarbar, Minister Chowdhury lauded the long-standing bilateral relations of friendship, harmony and cooperation between Nepal and Israel. According to Minister Chowdhury's secretariat, Minister Chowdhury urged Ambassador Goder to take initiative to rescue Nepali national Bipin Joshi, who is under the captivity of Hamas. In reply, Ambassador Goder shared that he was going to visit Bipin's family on Sunday, expressing the belief that Bipin would be released soon. He further said that Israel had to learn from Nepal on issues of equality, empowerment and women's access to decision-making level. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The US has told Israel it must be fully transparent over an airstrike that reportedly killed at least 35 people at a central Gaza school packed with displaced people on Thursday morning. Local journalists told the BBC a warplane had fired two missiles at classrooms on the top floor of the school in the Nururat urban refugee camp. The Israeli military said it had conducted a precise strike on a Hamas compound in the school, but Gaza's Hamas-run government media office denied the claim. The US called on Israel to identify publicly the Hamas fighters it said it had killed, just as Israeli military gave the names of nine of them. Israel frequently identifies militants it targets in airstrikes, but it is rare for the US to urge it to do so. Now a sports update. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, have defeated Nepal by 4-0 in the qualifiers match under the FIFA World Cup 2026 played at the Prince Mohammed bin Fahad Stadium in Dammam of Saudi Arabia. The match was played yesterday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Weather Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain and thunder is likely to occur at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda set to attend swearing-in ceremony of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres invites Prime Minister Dahal to participate in the Summit of the Future conference. Government of Nepal recalls ambassadors of 11 countries including India and the United States. House of Representatives endorses security printing bill. And the US tells Israel it must be fully transparent over an airstrike that reportedly killed at least 35 people at a central Gaza school. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.